Hello, friends. There's lots of interesting things coming up in the Stoic Coffee community, so make sure that you sign up for my newsletter on my website at stoic.coffee. You can also follow me on Twitter at stoiccoffee and on Instagram at stoic.coffee, and you can find my LinkedIn page by searching for Stoic Coffee Break on LinkedIn. Now, I also wanted to let you know that I'm starting a mastermind for tech entrepreneurs as the world of tech is accelerating, and I've had people reaching out to me for a group grounded in Stoic principles. I'll be your facilitator as we tackle some of the big questions in tech using the tools of Stoicism. I have a few spots left for senior tech entrepreneurs and decision makers to join me for a one-hour bi-weekly session. I'll be interviewing candidates to form a tight group for the first cohort of five people, plus myself. Now, if you're interested in joining this, please reach out to me at masterminds@stoic.coffee. Now, again, that's masterminds@stoic.coffee. Thanks again, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I appreciate your support. Hello, friends, and welcome to Stoic Meditations. Today's episode, Imagined Anxieties. Man is not worried by real problems so much as by his imagined anxieties about real problems. Epictetus. We all know that life is full of challenges that we have to face every day. That's simply a matter of being alive. But how many of the things that we think of as problems are simply us worrying about the challenges that we face? We let our minds run wild worrying on the problem and thinking about all the things that might go wrong. And that means that we'll have suffered through the problem many times before we even get to dealing with it. I know that I've done this before, so much so that by the time I actually met the challenge, I felt almost crippled, only to see that dealing with the actual problem was not nearly as bad as the imagined disaster that I had running through my head. For example, a few years ago, I decided to strike out as a freelance programmer. I have a long career as a programmer, and I'm quite outgoing, so I thought it'd be pretty easy to get work. But I found that the anxiety that I had about marketing myself to get clients was so debilitating that I would find myself doing anything else except trying to contact potential clients. And the thing was is that there were plenty of people out there who were looking for freelance developers, and all I had to do was get in contact with them and market myself to them or contact them online. And when I look back at that time, I realized that I was so afraid of being rejected that it prevented me from even asking when I was in a situation that probably could have netted me some business. There are plenty of scenarios where the imagined downside is often worse than the actual issue we're dealing with. Maybe it's a tough conversation that we need to have with somebody, such as setting boundaries. Maybe we're afraid of ending a relationship because we're more afraid of the short-term turmoil it might create, or more afraid of being alone than being in a relationship that is unfulfilling. Maybe we're unhappy in our job because we're too afraid to look for another position because we imagine that the change it will cause in our lives will be too difficult to deal with, so we stay exactly where we are. Whatever the challenge is, doing our best to face it head-on means that we only have to face it once in reality rather than a dozen or 100 times in our minds. And that's Stoic Meditations for today. Have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.